Welcome to Onc Live On Air. I'm your host today, Ashling Wehner. Onc Live On Air is a podcast from Onc Live, which provides oncology professionals with the resources and information they need to provide the best patient care. In both digital and print formats, Onc Live covers every angle of oncology practice, from new technology to treatment advances to important regulatory decisions. In today's episode, we had the pleasure of speaking with Doyoon Oh, MD, PhD, a professor in the Department of Medical Oncology at Seoul National University College of Medicine, about the FDA approval of durvalumab plus gemcitabine and cisplatin in patients with biliary tract cancer. On September 2, 2022, the FDA approved the combination for adult patients with locally advanced or metastatic biliary tract cancers. The regulatory decision was based on findings from the Phase 3 TOPAZ-1 trial, in which the durvalumab and chemotherapy regimen improved median overall survival versus chemotherapy alone. Previously, no new advances in biliary tract cancer treatment had been made since the FDA approval of gemcitabine plus cisplatin in 2010 based on the results of the Phase 3 ABC-02 trial. In TOPAZ-1, durvalumab plus chemotherapy resulted in a median overall survival of 12.8 months versus 11.5 months with chemotherapy alone. Additionally, the immunotherapy combination elicited a median progression-free survival of 7.2 months versus 5.7 months with gemcitabine plus cisplatin alone. In our exclusive interview, Dr. Oh discussed the significance of this approval as the first therapeutic development in biliary tract cancer in over a decade, the tolerability of the durvalumab regimen, and the importance of using immunotherapy to treat this disease. Thank you so much, Dr. Oh, for speaking with us today on the FDA approval of durvalumab plus cisplatin and gemcitabine in biliary tract cancer. To start off, what is the significance of this approval?
So far, in advanced biliary cancer, there has been limited treatment options, especially first line. Only we adopt gemcitabine and cisplatin globally over a decade. So far, median overall survival was less than 1 year. So with this approval of durvalumab immunotherapy, in combination with gemcitabine and cisplatin cytotoxic chemotherapy, now we can make the patient's overall survival longer. The median overall survival has been improved. And you know the beauty of the immunotherapy. The responding patients, they get the benefit. The patients, their response quite durable. So now in TOPAZ-1 study, we observed 2 year survival rate of the patients is nearly 24%. So huge improvement of the overall survival in this field. The other importance of this drug approval of the durvalumab by FDA is this is actually the first success of immunotherapy in biliary tract cancer. So with this success, now we can say that, yes, biliary tract cancer is an immunotherapy-responding tumor type, like other tumor types. This approval may encourage and boost up the further study, further drug development using the very interesting, good immunotherapeutic agents in this biliary tract cancer field. So I think this TOPAZ-1 is just the start of the immunotherapy in biliary tract cancer. Now we can see the many, many success with immunotherapy in biliary tract cancer field.
What surprising data came out of the TOPAZ-1 study?
So in TOPAZ-1 study, we observed the development benefit regardless of important clinical characteristics like lesion. So even though the Asian population get a more benefit, the hazard ratio is better compared to the non-Asian patients. Anyhow, the Asian versus non-Asian, the hazard ratio is less than one. The primary tumor location, no matter. Disease extent, no matter. So far, PD-L1 expression level, no matter. The total sample size was 684, so relatively small clinical trial compared to the other tumor types, phase 3 trial targeting first line. But this sample size Now we can say that the PD-L1 is not the biomarker for patient selection. So patients should benefit by the development regardless of PD-L1 level at this time. But definitely we need more study on the biomarker selection and the exploration of the role of PD-L1 as a patient selection in larger sample size clinical trials.
What safety data are important to note for this combination, and how does the safety profile affect treatment discontinuation rates in particular?
Another very important finding from this TOPAZ study is that adding durvalumab on top of gemcitabine, the safety profile is quite good, actually. So the placebo arm, the durvalumab arm, the AE profile, the frequency of all kinds of AE and SAE and AE leading to study discontinuations, all are quite similar. So even in the durvalumab arm, the immune-related adverse events is a bit high compared to the placebo arm, but the grade 3-4 immune-related adverse events was quite rare. So it can be quite easily and comfortably implemented in daily practice globally. And with this more longer follow-up data we presented this ESMO, there was no new safety issue compared to the primary analysis safety data.
What main message would you like to impart to colleagues regarding the TOPAZ-1 study and this approval?
The TOPAZ-1 is the first success of immunotherapy in biliary tract cancer. So it opened the door of the study using immunotherapeutic agents in this field. It's a quite important message. And another thing is, it is the first global phase III study to improve the overall survival of the patients compared to the current long-lasting, decade-lasting standard of care gemcitabine regimen. The first success step.
Thank you so much for your time and for speaking with us today about these exciting findings.
Thank you.
That's all we have for today. Thank you for listening to this episode of OncLive On Air. Check back on Mondays and Thursdays for exclusive interviews with leading experts in the oncology field. For more updates in oncology, be sure to visit www.onclive.com and sign up for our e-newsletters. OncLive is also on social media. On Twitter, follow us at OncLive and at OncLiveSOSS. On Facebook, like us at OncLive and at OncLive State of the Science Summit, and follow our OncLive page on LinkedIn. If you liked today's episode of OncLive On Air, please consider subscribing to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and many of your other favorite podcast platforms, so you get a notification every time a new episode is posted. While you are there, please take a moment to rate us. Thanks again for listening to OncLive On Air.